Chapter 12, Basis EQ Test Methodology. Here, you get the possibility to make your own basic EQ analysis and test. If you are trained as a kind of therapist, it'll be easier for you to read the result. However, I have to point out that to get the best understanding, you should have someone help you through the process, who is certified by Ancient Academy, so that you can make the diagnosis together. You can always send your analysis to Ancient Academy for a clarifying description and analysis. Choose a topic. Sit still and close your eyes and remember your breathing. Think and feel your emotions about the topic in the present. Write down the emotions only as a single cue and not words that present the concepts of the actions. First, write down all the positive thoughts and afterwards all the negative thoughts appearing for the subjects in the present tense. Write down all the positive thoughts and afterwards all the negative thoughts appearing for the subject in the past tense. First, write down all the positive thoughts and lastly, all the negative thoughts appearing for the subject in the future tense. Next, write down what is your motivation factor for the topic from 0 to 10 for each of the four basic conditions in the present tense. Afterwards, write down what was your motivation factor for the subject from 0 to 10 for all of the four basic conditions in the past tense. And then finally, write down what is your motivation factor for the topic from 0 to 10 for all of the four basic conditions in the future tense. Now, go back to the first sheet with the topic. Now, choose only one negative and one positive word from the emotions you have written down. Those that jump out first glance or a reading. It's important not to think, but to choose the first option you spot. First in the present tense, then in the past tense, and then in the future tense. Write them down. To help you along in this journey, you can use the accompanying notes that go together with this audiobook. Next, choose which basic conditions every word you have chosen belongs to in all three of the timelines. Add to them a value from 0 to 10, both the negative and the positive words you have chosen in each of the three timelines. Then you move on to the illustration of the algorithm and find both conditions of the present tense and then add them in the analysis so that you can see the conditions, which are the opposite poles for development. Afterwards, you find the conditions for the future tense and add them in the analysis so that you can see the conditions being the opposite poles for development. You can do the same in past tense if you want to understand the pattern and what was missing in the past. You must enter your motivation factor in the graphs in 45 degrees right after the condition graphs of change. They show how big of a resistance you have to change. Next, find the opposite poles to the conditions you wish to change and put your focus on a change based on these conditions. Enter them in the cause and effect formula to be able to understand the effects and the consequences, opportunities for achieving the wanted conditions, the general patterns. Because remember, a cause has an effect has a consequence. Consequences change circumstances, which lead to experiences. From experiences come changes and renewed energy. This brings about wisdom, which becomes a change. Finally, you move on to the illustration of the algorithm and focus only on the conditions you wish to move towards. Here is a list of the concepts you can focus on depending what fits in. Again, for this exercise, it is useful to refer to the accompanying notes. This exercise can be done in your personal profile or that of your company's a department, or a challenge in a group. When, during the day, you get out of balance, find your notes and the concepts you had to focus on to be able to change, and develop your emotions into the required condition. Usually, I'd ask the client to find a photo or a topic or something which represents the opposite poles they want the change to be aimed at. Now you have an illustration, words, numbers, and a graph for being able to understand. You can print the algorithm on paper and use it as needed. You can also find the template here in the accompanying notes or on our website. Energy. Energy can be defined as something that has a purpose and the formula we've discussed before. A cause leads to effect, from effect to consequence. A consequence changes circumstances, which leads to experiences, changes, renewed energy, wisdom, and a renewed cause. In this context, where cause is operational energy, vision, mission, values, and intention, where effect is results and influences, and consequences are emotional energy and behavior patterns, where circumstances is a vulnerability and a consciousness condition, experiences are responsibility and decisions. Changes can be either development or phasing out. Renewed energy is inner power and inner force, value, and consciousness. Wisdom relates to integration, creation, and innovation. And a renewed cause relates to operational energy, a vision, mission, with values and intention. Next in the notes are six summaries of all hypotheses within dualities, which we use for education or on our courses. They are set up as an example of causes, effects, and exercises for a change. You can use them with your basic EQ signature diagnosis made by you. You can also use them for development of your consciousness. Here, you can see which of your abilities need an overhaul, an update, or development, or even phasing out. For this exercise, it's important to have a look at the accompanying notes that go with this audiobook, in particularly the one on Master Concept List, Master Tools List, and Master Exercise List, divided into Meta-Duality Theory, the two-part law, and all six of the hypotheses. It does so considering wholeness ability, coincidence ability, integration ability, divergent ability, innovation ability, and capacity ability. The inborn divergent, an intelligent manager, or innovative entrepreneur. Many of the topics you are reading about here may be used for your personal journey and your private life as examples for inspiration, aha experiences, or pointing to new paths and solutions. But overall, my perspectives and philosophizing, the stories of my life, all stem from experiences I have had through a personal journey as an inborn leader and innovator from childhood. Therefore, time and again, I've unconsciously ended up in the business world and have been able to generate solutions I hadn't learned in the traditional education system. Self-management has been my survival method, and the balance between my two hemispheres has generated solutions which have often been sustained and future-oriented. This has taught me to navigate complexities and to convert these into simplicities. However, I thrive best in a complex wholeness where I can use my whole self. Thus, the four composite books, Business, Life, Living, Tetralogy, are also tools for intelligent and divergent management and innovation at a higher level, new heights, new angles. Theory Book 2 is the bridge between knowledge and experiences integrated in the story of life from the school of life to universities, vocational schools, or simply our inborn inner intuition. It connects everything into useful tools, methodology, and templates, which you can use for your own personal and professional development. Ancient Academy uses Book 1 and 2 as the basic theory book in teaching and advising with counseling. If the task of a leader is defined as to develop products, a company or humans, and to fulfill a demand on all sides, and thus make them play a harmonious melody together, then leadership and innovation lack great knowledge with concrete tools, which are to be used as the bridge between the operational and the emotional part of the mechanical task. Our private life always affects our professional life, no matter how much we separate them from each other. A happy person who is happy at home may be a fantastic leader or employee, and on the other hand, this person may lose track of overview if challenges at home pull them out of their personal balance. Business Life Living Tetralogy is absolutely a book for you being the father of the house, the housewife, the entrepreneur, or the seeking personality who wants a happy life with a conscious wholeness in your inner self, with tools and a methodology to achieve a feeling of success professionally for you, your customers, or employees. You who want leadership and entrepreneurship with and towards a universal mindset without the outdated thought forms, which may often be the cause why a change process is derailed and innovative ideas swept away, or the growth is being diverted to rejection, resistance, or phasing out. This book can be used for growth, phasing out of the not useful parts, and thus an optimization and updating of yourself, your company, or your profession. You can update your leadership identity, move with the flow and with a light mindset as an innovator or entrepreneur, or find your original personal way through life quite privately. Our emotional intelligence EQ in interaction and combination with our operational intelligence IQ creates the consciousness we are missing and shows us the way to exactly what we are all looking for, being a whole and happy human person with balance. Regardless of your professional role, your work on fulfilling the needs of your customers. By this, you constantly use both of these forms of intelligences to make them happy and to avoid standing with the biggest successes of your life professionally without first being happy personally. You will not be able to feel the sense of success if you are not happy first. Your EQ is the compass showing you the way to your happiness personally, and thus also to your private life and your sense of success professionally. With emotional thinking, you can lead and manage your thoughts emotionally based on self-management.